From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The global social engineer, crime syndicate, zombie controllers always use the crises they create or help expand as a pretext for more power for themselves with simplistic solutions for the public. But yeah, you read about the average secretary on Wall Street getting about $1 million a year or more. I think I saw 1.1 million was the number last year. And you read about, the stockbrokers and people, some of them getting billions a year, brokerage firm owners. And I went and looked at it. Most of that is stolen. It's derivatives. It's crud. It's bubble. It's bailout money. I mean, we've all seen the numbers. And then you never hear it on talk radio. Now, it's all about some welfare mom who's got five kids and is on welfare. And I agree, giving them the welfare helped create that. So why did the system do that? To create a dependent group to vote and leverage out people that don't. But, again, the Democrats are bought and paid for by the system. The Republican leadership is bought and paid for. And it's a nightmare. But you've got the floor there, Kevin. We went to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, just on top of that, I'm going through my own Orwellian nightmare up in Connecticut where I have an ex-girlfriend who took my car without knowledge or permission, destroys it. She was drunk. The state trooper is a complete incompetent moron. He doesn't give her a field sobriety test or a breathalyzer. They let her go. So I got the state trooper, the prosecutor, and the judge all tell me that I'm not a victim in this case. I'm out of car plus a whole bunch of expenses. So everything that you see in the top end of the world all trickles down to local stuff here. And, you know, how do you get justice in this case, you know?
By the way, I want to tell Chris and the other producers in there to make sure I cover this before the end of the show. I have a whole stack here about what the stupid ignorantness of this society is causing. Because, you know, we had corrupt elites 30 years ago, but they wouldn't let the military use depleted uranium. We had a corrupt elite 25 years ago with Chernobyl, but they told people to take precautions. And I've got a whole stack here just where they don't care now. The system just doesn't care. And I have an article where thousands of people, the LA Times reports, are arrested for sex crimes, robberies, you name it, and their name isn't even similar. And they show the cops, and the cops say, "This is the address. I'm taking you to jail." And sometimes you spend months in there, and it doesn't matter. I mean, things are breaking down because everybody passes the buck because they're too busy on their iPhone, you know, talking to their buddies. And a lot of it is the complexity of the world. We spend so much time doing little knick-knack stuff that we don't spend any time in reality. I appreciate that information. Thank you, Kevin. Sean in Pennsylvania, you got a minute and a half, and we're going to break. Thank you for calling. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. Good to talk to you today.
Well, hi, Alex.
Go ahead, brother.
Hi. I just wanted to bring up a couple quick points here. Today at 6, Senator Tom Davis is bringing a big endorsement for Ron Paul.
Oh, good.
And I want to talk about some newspaper propaganda. Lately, I've been looking at a lot of newspapers around the country, and they either discount Ron Paul altogether, or they just, you know, whatever they say about him is just completely wrong. And, the older folks of the country, they're the ones that, you know, mostly listen, you know, read the newspapers at all. And, they're just getting bad information about him. Also, I live here in Pittsburgh, and, Ron Paul was born here, but that's never mentioned at all in the local media.
If they're forced to talk about him, it's always negative.
Yeah, sure. And one last point I wanted to make. Fox News is reporting in South Carolina is having a closed primary. And, you know, that's just not true either. And it's up on YouTube now. Three pundits talking about, you know, it's a closed primary and whatever. And that's also not true.
Well, and they're running dirty tricks against Ron Paul. Great run down there. Thank you so much, my friend. They're in a PA. All right, Mario, Tommy, Zach, James, Robert, Susan, your call straight ahead. Then I'm getting into all that world news I talked about, including indefinite detention. There's been some new developments on that front.
you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6. Back weekdays, 11 to 2 Central. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're fighting the establishment of a prison planet via the InfoWar. Now, look, here's the deal. I've already taken 7 or 8 calls. We've got a computerized phone system, and I can just open it up for a minute or two and get dozens of calls. All the great listeners out there. But you notice when I opened the phones up for 2 minutes last hour, and we got more than 20 calls in, none of them disagree with me so far. So I'm going to take calls quickly right now and finish up with who was on this board. Then I'm going to open the phones up, like I'm going to do it right now, only for people that disagree with me, because that's always informative, entertaining, thought-provoking. Certainly gets my pulse up, because I know I'm right. I've done the research, and I always find it comical. I'm sorry. I just want to hear from those of you that think I'm making stuff up or that I'm wrong. It's always fun. And if you got the huevos or cojones or whatever you call them, boiled eggs to call into the show, I'll be friendly to you. I'd like to hear from you. Only people that disagree after I take these calls and then cover news, and I'll go back to those of you that disagree. I got a lot of news I want to get to, as promised. Let me give you the number. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Folks that disagree, I understand, have had a little too much fluoride and vaccine, so I have to say it slow. For those of you who disagree, 877 on the phone. You go, do-do-do-do. Okay, let me say, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And that's where you talk to the bad man who doesn't think the government's nicey nice. I don't believe in the Easter Bunny or Spider-Man or Keebler Elves or Chupacabras or Bat Guano or Santa Claus. What you call Al-Qaeda. But you can call in. I'm the bad man. I'd like to hear from you. There's the challenge. You disagree, call in. Well, I'll just have whole weeks where it's nothing but my enemies. He'll be like, I heard you work for the aliens. Okay, I'm out of control. It is true. It is true. Mario in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for having me on the show.
Welcome.
I'm a local pawnbroker in town, and right before Christmas, I always listen to your show at work, and I had a customer come in to pawn one of his rifles, and he happened to be a Iraq vet and one who was also in the Guards right now. And I asked him about the NDAA bill, and he wanted to tell me that they say that there's going to be under domestic operations within the United States within the next 2 years. That's what they said they're planning for at the base, and they said they were going to be doing the same types of things that they did in Iraq.
Yeah, well, that guy thinks he's got some secret info. That's actually Army Times and Stars and Stripes. And, yeah, no, they're training to lock down cities, door-to-door gun confiscation. They're going to stop you at checkpoints, retina scan you. They've already got, as I told you a decade ago, but now it's here, TSA checkpoints all over the country. You pull up and the feds are commanding local police, and in some cases, hand goes down the pants. I mean, it's an act of total submission. In fact, the symbol of America shouldn't be red, white, and blue, but it's a five-year-old being groped by a pot-bellied pedophile at a checkpoint. I mean, that should be the American flag, is a pedophile groping a child. For their safety, of course, because Al-Qaeda might get you. Of course, the government runs Al-Qaeda and gave them control of Libya, but you're not supposed to talk about that. But what else did he say? Was he pretty excited about that? Pretty excited about being sent out to get the guns, which is basically a, well, it's like playing in traffic on an interstate highway?
Absolutely not, Alex. He's actually an Alex listener, and he totally disagrees, and so do a lot of...
So he doesn't want to stick his hand in a lion's mouth. He doesn't want to stick his hand in a blender or jump off a cliff or jump into a propeller. He actually has a brain.
Absolutely. He does have a brain. And, you know, I have several friends and cousins who have been in Iraq, and they're all waking up, too. They're all big Ron Paul supporters.
Well, Ron Paul does get, last time I checked, 74% of all military donations for both parties for presidential candidates. But then the media, the so-called media, because they're arrogant and have big teleprompters and fancy sets, they say the military hates Ron Paul. Of course, he just got 70%+ of all their money. And the military is waking up. That's why the secret Homeland Security documents that we released now 3.5 years ago that made national news, the government admitted are theirs, say they're not even talking about Al-Qaeda. They're talking about veterans as the number one enemy, and the next is conservatives and libertarians. So all of you out there better understand, the mega corporations want communism in America and a red terror to break your will, and then the new government they put in will suck the money offshore to them. So you better understand the mega banks are the commies, and you better understand they're the enemies or there's no future. Well, that's exciting news that your family and folks coming in are awake. That's what I'm seeing, and that's why the globalists are a paper tiger. All we got to do is call their bluff, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
Oh, God bless you. No, God bless you, Mario. Because I'm going to tell you, I was in that barbecue joint last night with my family to get some of that good German barbecue, and I'm sitting there, and I'm eating barbecue. And I'm listening to people howl and scream and bug their eyes up, and full-grown men stand up with their fists clenched, bulging their eyes out with veins in their neck over touchdowns. And I wanted to go to them and I wanted to say, all that male energy is to defend your family and your country. But I knew better. So, see, I get fired up here like I'm in a football game, but I apologize. It's not over something that doesn't matter. It's over something that totally matters. And that's why I'm in competition against sports for people's energy and their awakening. We need all those energies you feel in sports that the social engineers are programming. That's really for private property and family rights. It was those energies getting excited about freedom that created the republic. Let's jam in one more. I got time. Tommy in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Welcome.
Stick with the sports analogies. I feel like the momentum is definitely shifting. I mean, I think that's apparent with Ron Paul and what the media is trying to do with him. I mean, they're doing everything they can to hold him back.
And I'll use another game changer and hold you over, and maybe I don't want to shortchange you, but a timeout here. Exactly. And Ron Paul is a new philosophy of football, as they've had many that replace the old school, that is going to be the winning philosophy in the future. And so it doesn't matter if he doesn't win this Super Bowl. He's developing a program and a system that is going to prove to be a winner in the future, which is actually taking us back to the old republic form. And that's why playing and resisting is winning. Go ahead.
It's clear in the debates that he, you know, he has logic and truth behind what he's saying. And, you know, you just can't compete with that. And once you see the truth, you can't turn back and away from it.
That's right. Lies cannot compete with the truth. So how do lies win then? If lies can't compete with the truth, how do they win, Tommy?
They don't win.
I mean, they don't win if you get on the field with truth. The only time lies wins is when the truth doesn't show up or doesn't stand up. You see that beauty? That's why resistance is victory. You got the truth. You stand up. You can't lose. You understand?
Absolutely. I have a couple suggestions for you.
Go ahead, my brother.
I was frustrated and, like, I don't know, I guess angry at what they were doing with Ron Paul at first, but then it hit me, you know. I mean, they're giving us the tools to take them down, and there can be a heck of a documentary made with what they're doing to Ron Paul. I mean, it's just all out there in the open. You know, all you got to do is pull together the clips, and, you know, we got them. I mean, you can totally take them down. I mean, they're ready to go. And also, I'd like to suggest a guest for you, Richard Grove. He's buddies with Corbett Report and Jan Irvin. And I think, you know, studying the Trivium and Quadrivium, I think that's a good foundation for people whenever they're arguing with other people.
I think Richard Grove has been on. You're talking about basic Greek logic?
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff. I mean, it's simple, but it's super-duper effective in arguing with folks.
Yeah, because in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Great points, my friend. Okay, I got to stop with calls for now. I got to hit some news. But I got callers that are general callers, and I have three little...
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins, toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Escape from the prison planet.
Get up! Agent X!
Escape from the prison planet!
Get up!
Monday through Friday, we're here 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have a free iPhone app and other apps as well at InfoWars.com, the listen button. You can find out more there, or you can listen to the free podcast, the audio streams there, or on your local AM or FM affiliate. And we're getting about three new affiliates a week in the last year. Now, some get sold or changed, but we're well over 100 affiliates now. Very, very exciting. Okay, here's the deal. I got a bunch of regular callers that I don't know what they're calling about because we don't screen your calls. But I did say if you disagree, you're welcome to call in. We got three of them, one from New Zealand, one from closer to home, Texas, and one from New York. New York City! Just joking. I love folks from New York, but that is a funny pace Picante Sauce had. And so we'll go to your calls, then I'll get into the news, into the next segment news, then back into the regular callers. But I will say this. Almost every time I take calls that disagree, they never bring up real issues. Or they bring up personal issues or side issues. I mean, I wish it was about the fact that we're losing our liberties and going into tyranny, and that's not a good idea. I mean, who can deny that now? With the government saying, yeah, we'll arrest citizens secretly and kill you if we want. I mean, that's the essence of a corrupt government. But they obviously disagree. Let's go to Kiwi Land, beautiful Emerald Isle of New Zealand, to talk to Chris. Chris, what time is it in New Zealand?
I'm 12:21 a.m. So p.m. Yeah, p.m. Sorry.
It's noon, but you've had so much liquor that you're not sure. Okay, you're calling us from New Zealand, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, why will this affect New Zealand in a way? Because it's all about USA, for instance. Why is it not about any other country like, say, Australia or New Zealand or Japan or anything? It's all about America and how it's a big country. Are you sure it's all about America? Are you sure it's not about these other countries as well?
Like sir, Australia? Sir, I'm going to be honest with you, and I want to hear your point. In fact, before I say this, I want to hear your point. Are you saying that I'm not blaming America enough, and I'm not pointing out that it's mainly the U.S. that is the main military muscle? I mean, specifically, what do you disagree with?
I disagree that you're blaming America for everything. Hey, America could have something right for a change, you know? Why don't you just put a blame as well as not just Americans? Why not any other countries as
well? Wait a minute. Oh, so it's the opposite. You're saying I'm blaming America and I shouldn't.
Don't blame America too much. Gee, you're like saying America this, America this, that, and why America...
Stop. I can't understand you. I don't know if it's whether you had too much Jameson's or whatever it is, but are you saying I blame America too much or I'm not blaming America enough?
You're blaming America too much.
Okay. It's the opposite, sir. Our country globally is getting the blame for this New World Order corporate empire when we're fitting the bill for the derivatives and the military and all of it, and then getting the blame and getting none of the goodies, none of the booty out of this. I'm explaining it's a global corporate government. I want my republic back. I support George Washington, who said don't have foreign entanglements. I support Ron Paul, who wants to get us out of all these wars. Now, to you, is that blaming America if I don't want to be in all these wars?
Yes or no, because yeah, it's all about America, you know. You're talking all about America. Yes, I know you live in America. Is there any other country you can talk about as well? Like, for instance, let's say here, like Australia.
I want to ask you, so you're from New Zealand your whole life?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, well, I appreciate your call, sir. Did you have a long evening last night?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, because you sound drunk as a skunk, pal.
No, I'm not drunk.
You had a few drinks, though.
No.
You did have a long evening, though.
Yes.
What do you like to drink normally, sir?
I like drinking Coke or lemonade.
No, I'm sure you do. I appreciate your call. Oh, boy, I appreciate it. Oh, man, please, God, help me, these people. I don't know how I'm supposed to get through to them. You know, I take the disagree call some because, I mean, I've never heard one that is actually coherent unless they're bringing up real stuff I'm wrong about, which sometimes I get facts wrong or sometimes I'm being obnoxious if somebody points it out or they have a good recommendation. But usually it's just all a bunch of personal issues or they misunderstand what I'm saying. Let's go to Christine in Texas who disagrees. Let's hear this one. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First, I have to tell you that my husband is a huge fan and he's probably appalled at the moment. But I'm forced to listen to you every Sunday. And while I don't necessarily have a problem with that, I just wanted to let you know that I disagree with some of your tactics, which sometimes I think clouds the message that you're trying to get across.
Ma'am, I disagree with my tactics as well. I wish I was smarter and better and more suave. But I'm sorry, I'm just a hillbilly redneck who doesn't like tyranny, and I'm like a bull in the china shop. You ever heard the old British admiral who said, damn the maneuvers and go straight at them? That, you know what, that's all I can do. It's like, you know what, forget the maneuvers, I'm going straight at them.
I'm simply trying to say to you that for someone like me who is a baby in terms of what you're trying to put forth, talking about animals having their life sucked out of them might be a little over the top.
I hear you, but you realize there's a million dead Iraqis in the last 10 years, last 20 since sanctions and liberation. I mean, what about them? I mean, I always see whenever we put a video out of troops shooting some little kid for fun, and they always remove the video and call it profane, then they'll show simulated murder on TV like it's okay. They just don't want the reality being seen. And I was pointing out that they kill dogs at the pound in a lot more brutal way than when you go put your dog down, which I love dogs and cats and have both and had to put many of them down. My point was is that a lot of brutal stuff goes on behind the scenes, and our country is being butchered. But I agree with you. I do say a lot of abrasive, shocking stuff, and I don't do it on purpose. It's who I am. But the final equation, can you argue with success, Christine?
You are an incredibly successful person. It's my sincere hope that the things that you speak about will be stopped or proved to be untrue.
Exactly. And I've got to scream bloody murder to get people to pay attention. So hopefully, you know, if I'm making up of a spectacle out of this, it's going to get people's attention. And I never knew because I didn't have a method to my madness. This is who I am. But luckily, who I am naturally, because it's not an act, actually works to get people's attention. And so who God made me naturally, you know, guts, eyeballs, hair and all, that has actually had an effect. I appreciate your call. Let's go to one more that disagrees. Brian in New York. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey there, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm outraged.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, you've been working out on the treadmill.
Hey, do me a favor and turn the radio down.
Okay.
Yeah, but, well, I also jog on the street some, but go ahead.
There we go.
Also run upstairs, but go ahead.
I hear you. So are you telling me that you ran on the road 10 miles and threw up on the road or threw up in a bucket on the side of the treadmill?
No, I ran on the road, and I actually ran upstairs and a treadmill today, if you want to total it all up. But I don't know how that's disagreeing. Point is, I've lost 30-plus pounds, so it's not about how I ran the miles. I'm losing the pounds. That's what matters. You see, personal disagreement, not the point of the show.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, now I got to start getting into the news right now, but don't worry, I'll get to Zach, James, Robert, and Susan before the show ends if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. I covered some of the news in the opening segment, but you notice I opened the phones up to the entire globe, and we have 3 million listeners a day on the weekday show. The Sunday show is more of a hobby, only about 1.5 million. A million plus listeners out there. and that's live, not counting internet and podcasts and stuff later, at about 700,000 a day download the podcast. And no one calls in to disagree who can really make a salient point. I mean, the lady made one about me pointing out how they really kill dogs at the pound. Well, I meant that to go get the dogs out of the pound or spayed and neuter your animals. I didn't mean that to be mean. You know what? That stuff's going on at the pound, at the dog shelter, whether I talk about it or not. There's this idea that I talk about something and then it makes it become real. No. People think that if they believe something, that makes it real. But if they say it isn't true, I've had people look at me and say, I choose not to believe that. I was deer hunting. Well, I wasn't deer hunting. I was at our family's ranch, and they had some deer hunters there who were leasing part of the property back on opening day. And we were having a cookout barbecue down there, and a couple of them came over, veterans, engineers, with an engineering company that had leased part of the ranch. They leased like 1,000 acres of it. And they came over to me. My family's got a big ranch in East Texas. Goes back to Spanish land grant. People are like, part of it was 1,000 acres? Yeah, it's big. And they came over and were like, I've seen you on TV. You're Alex Jones. You think 9/11's an inside job. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to get into it right now. I don't want to argue. No, let's argue. Here, have some Crown Royal. And I'm sitting there talking to the guy. And I go, okay, well, here's my iPhone. It's got cell. Let me pull up Amir al-Awlaki, Fox News, number 3 in Al-Qaeda, meeting secretly with the Pentagon. Or let me pull up the Libyan rebels being Al-Qaeda. So I start showing it to him. And after about 20 minutes, he goes, Alex, do you believe in God? And I said, yeah. And he said, do you believe in faith? Because some stuff in the Bible has been disproven. But still, I believe in Jesus. So I'm not going to look at your facts. I choose to believe that isn't true. And I said, well, who are you to say the Bible's even been disproven? I mean, he's saying this is an article of faith for me. And I am saying I'm not going to look at this evidence. And I was giving him one millionth of it, literally. That's like, oh, you just want to engage me and you want to have a debate with me about something, but you don't actually want to have the debate. As soon as you realize I've got my facts, I know what I'm talking about, you don't want to hear it. And no, America didn't stage 9/11. No, your cousin who's a Marine Corps sergeant didn't stage it. Criminal globalist infiltrators that fund the radical Muslims on record staged the attacks, opened the door, ran the whole deal. I've proven it up one side and down the other. I've interviewed the heads of the U.S. Embassy who were told, let Muhammad Atta, let them all back into the U.S. They're really U.S. government agents. I've interviewed the lawyer who saw the U.S. government getting the underwear bomber on the plane 2 Christmases ago. He's been on this show. And months later, the U.S. government and Congress admitted we were ordered to help get him on the plane by an unnamed U.S. agency, the State Department said. Those are facts that don't change. Not one, but two passports. From those aircraft that hit those buildings on 9/11, went through their suits, through the fireball, through the millions of papers, through the feet of dust and fire, and were found that day by the FBI. That's a total setup. They might as well found a Lucky Charms leprechaun down there as find the two passports undamaged in the rubble. It's a frame-up. Muhammad Atta's bag didn't go through the checkout properly and was found with all the admissions and the flight uniforms and the maps and the confessions. They found, come on, man. You ever heard of a frame-up? You ever heard of a... And you're like, well, why would they do that? Let me play you a clip here. I know I told you guys have the Daily Show ready first, then making fun of the police state and secret arrest, but give me Santorum first. Pull former Senator Rick Santorum up, where he says, we'll kill anybody we want without warrants, without law, without anything, anytime. He goes, we're killing U.S. citizens. Awlaki. the guy who's admitted CIA and who I predicted you'd have a stage killing of once you took him out of circulation? This is the guy who hangs out at the Pentagon secretly. The head of the 7-7 bombing, it came out in the London Telegraph, BBC, and Fox News was MI6. I mean, I'm not the one making this stuff up. I wish it was a bunch of crazy Muslims in caves doing it. This is a lot less scarier than Uncle Sam being a crazy-eyed murdering terrorist. But Uncle Sam works for the foreign banks now. Same folks stealing Grandma's pension fund. Okay? Listen, I wish every day it'd be so much fun to just be scared of cavemen in Afghanistan. But it's not true. So I can't do it. I can't be a liar. I can't be a sellout. I can't do it. I have to live in the real world. Now, here's Santorum giving a speech just 2 days ago. He's real proud of himself about killing citizens. But then
now they're in the process of developing nuclear weapons, and it appears obvious to me that the administration is doing little to nothing. Now, I'm hopeful that some of the things we're seeing with respect to the nuclear program that the United States is involved with, which is, on occasion, scientists working on the nuclear program in Iran turn up dead. I think that's a wonderful thing. Okay.
I think it's
a very clear message. That if you were a scientist from Russia or from North Korea or from Iran and you're going to work on the nuclear program to develop a nuclear bomb from Iran, you are not safe.
Okay.
And if people say, well, you can't go out and assassinate people, well, tell that to El Waffi.
Yeah.
Okay? We've done it. We've done it for an American citizen. We can certainly do it for someone who's producing a nuclear bomb that can be dropped on the state of Israel or provides a nuclear shield for a country that will...
But Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons. Now, again, you hear all the weak men in that room who think killing is tough. They never killed anybody. In fact, their problem is they didn't grow up in a rough part of town and get beat up every day. They think violence is tough. They think it's cute. They think it's sexy. They're all giggling. What happens when Iran starts killing U.S. government people? Oh, it's going to be the end of the world. How dare them? And Iran has now said they're going to respond to the U.S. and Israel by trying to kill people, which will then start a huge war that will bring Russia and China in, probably. And we're off to the races. You know, he just sits up there and says, oh, and people, you know, whole military bases are getting bombs dropped on them. Police stations are being blown up. People are being shot and killed and bombed. He likes that. He thinks that's a good thing. Some little soft chicken hawk nobody picking on a country of 76 million people that haven't been under 20 years of sanctions like the Iraqis and are who are going to fight back. But notice when they were first trying to pass the National Defense Authorization Act last year that Obama signed December 31st, 2011, that they said, don't worry, it doesn't affect citizens. And the ACLU, myself, Ron Paul, others said, well, it says right here affects U.S. citizens. Secret arrest, we can disappear. And they said, no, it doesn't. As soon as they passed it, though, they said, you bet it does. And they had all these creepy senators sweating and hopping around like they were on methamphetamine say on C-SPAN, you bet it's for citizens. You better be scared. I want you to be scared. Because these aren't Americans. These are errand boys for the foreign banks sucking this country dry, and they fund Al-Qaeda to begin with.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I'm looking at dozens of phone calls on the board from Ace in Texas to Zach in Texas, from Wyatt in Illinois to Cody in PA. I've got to expand this Sunday show to 3 hours. Why do I even come in here and do 2 hours and not do a third hour? Yeah, I haven't even gotten to the Stephen Colbert running joke videos, making fun of Mitt Romney, but making it a joke. You know what? I'll give each caller about 30 seconds so I can get to everybody. I'm going to do that. But I want to right now go ahead and pull up that Jon Stewart show clip where he makes the joke out of secret arrest and imprisonment of U.S. citizens. And then I've been sent the secret Homeland Security documents where it's not about Al-Qaeda. It's about us. I mean, this is so creepy. Crooks took over the government. Obama's just their pimp. So was Bush. They're raping the nation. They're getting trillions of dollars a month in banker bailouts. And they think martial law will keep us in political line. Here's a clip of them making a joke about this after it's law on Comedy Central.
Barack Obama. Ah, Barack Obama. Ooh. The socialist Muslim Kenyan Christian. I wonder what permanent damage he's done to our country from his laboratory of power grabbing that he inhabits between the small window between Christmas and New Year's. He's so dangerous.
In his last official act of the year, a vacation, President Obama signed the $662 billion military spending bill in Hawaii.
That allows the military to indefinitely detain terror suspects, including American citizens in the U.S.
Who needs trials?
I was kidding about the downside. I was ironically portraying a character who believes the president is exercising executive power in an unwarranted fashion, creating humor through the juxtaposition of...
It's not funny, Stuart.
So the last thing the president did in 2011 was sign a bill that pretty much does away with due process for anyone suspected of terrorism in America. No wonder he signed it on New Year's Eve. The one night the media's most tenacious reporter, Mr. Keeping Them Honest, would be completely distracted.
There was some comedian half naked.
Anderson Cooper couldn't keep the president honest. He couldn't even keep Kathy Griffin's shirt on.
Is he CIA? Look it up. Still a big joke.
Still, I cannot believe Barack Obama signed that provision.
The president signed it reluctantly.
Oh. Well, now, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that as long as he signed the bill allowing for Americans indefinite detention while sighing, perhaps he included an appropriate emoticon with his signature.
Folks, this isn't going to be funny soon. This is all about taking your pension funds. Get ready. Get ready, folks.
I'm sorry, I don't want you to not have a lawyer, but...
Get ready, folks. They're doing this for a reason.
Actually, when signing the bill, the president issued a signing statement, presidential expression of objection or interpretation, which said in part, although this bill authorizes the government to detain Americans indefinitely... Well, I'll let him finish.
My administration will not authorize the indefinite military detention without trial of American citizens.
Whew! See... Presidents can, but he won't, which is great, since he'll always be president.
Since he lies. He said he would veto the bill.
I know that voice.
It's me! Gitmo!
Gitmo Elmo.
Oh, my God, Gitmo, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's real funny, isn't it? All right, that's enough. That's enough. It goes on and on. The whole thing's up at Infowars.com. Obama said he was going to veto that bill so we couldn't form opposition against it. I told you that 3 weeks before he signed it. I told you it affected citizens. They said it didn't. These are all tactics to make sure you never wake up and get involved. And I've got a whole stack of news here. I see these type of news articles every day. This is out of the Montreal Gazette, radioactive iodine in rainwater. This is new radioactive iodine. Only lasts 8 days, this type. Very carcinogenic, though. Because Fukushima is still melting down. That's in the Canadian papers. And it basically goes on to say the government has covered that up. So has our government. Used to, they didn't, though. Here's another one. Prosecutor says captain left ship early. This is out of USA Today. Yeah, instead of just actually helping the folks, it took about 10 hours for the ship finally sunk partially. The main crew and the captain just evacuated themselves first. Captain's never really acted like that previously. The captain of the Titanic went down with it. But, I mean, nowadays they just, you know, so what? Again, it's a society where nobody cares anymore. Don't worry, though. Universal flu vaccine could be available in 2013. Never mind the fact these companies have been given liability protection. So what? How many people they kill or maim? Here's another one. The link between processed meat and cancer. The British Journal of Cancer reports that all of those things that keep the meat from rotting actually rot your pancreas and your colon, and it's giving you cancer. Turns out you should eat fresh meat, not processed meat. And it could be that virus for a decade they've been spraying on meat that eats bacteria is also causing cancer. Oh, yeah, they spray a live vaccine on most of your cold cuts. Said British Journal of Cancer. So what, though? Hey, who doesn't like a case of colon cancer, pancreas cancer? I mean, don't listen to me. I'm a conspiracy theorist. That's just some of the news here. We've got about 6 minutes left in transmission. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to you when you hear the or whatever. Does our phone system make a noise? I know the weekday phone system does. This one's different. Okay, well, I'll just say you're on the air. I want to hear from you. I wish I had 10 hours. And just make your point and go to the next person. Zach in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I got two things for you.
Yes, sir.
One of them, I got an update for you from the Strawful local activist group. Got something funny from Breitbart. The other one is that I'm running for Ron Paul's seat as a libertarian down here, and I went to the Republican Oi, the kind of neocon deal, handed out my information yesterday, and did a real good reaction. But the people who are running for his seat are big-time state government guys from the good old boy system. And
all right, well, give me some info on that. That sounds interesting, Zach. What was your point about Breitbart?
If anyone can, go to Grady for Congress. But anyways, Breitbart, the Houston Freethinkers put a camera in his face, and they did a legit interview with him. And he was all kind of paranoid about if it was independent media, and it was. And they were asking him questions, and they let him spew the party line and all this stuff, and he talked about Occupy. Well, then when they got down to it, the guy asked him a question and said, well, what do you think about the NDAA bill? And immediately his face changed, like, the look on it, and he got all mad-looking, and he said to Derek, he's like, is this a Ron Paul interview? And then he's like, I got to go to L.A. I got to
fight. I hear you, but, hey, at least Drudge, who is the granddaddy of all that, he covers NDAA. I mean, the headline, Obama signs NDAA for indefinite detention, but won't use it against Americans. Was Drudge helped get that out? Who knows what's going on there? Let's go ahead and talk to James in Ohio. James, you're on the air.
Hey, Jones, where my Blaze Orange InfoWars at? Filled up the family stockings this Christmas with all the bumper stickers. My sister from New York says she's been seeing them all over the city. And Friday, you guys touched on Skype alternatives, and I thought I'd bring up some that I know of.
Yeah, tell me some.
There's Ekaiga, which is a soft phone, and the Ekaiga.net does the they have a server where you can use that to make calls to all your other Ekaiga friends.
Good.
And there's also an open source program. It's Asterisk. It's a server and it allows you to make text, voice, and video chats. You can have your own server. Have your people use a client like Ekaiga.
For those that just joined us, Microsoft has bought Skype and is planning on ruining it, like to do everything else they touch. So we're having to look at alternatives, Jim.
Well, yeah, they probably spy on you.
Oh, they do. I appreciate your call. Great. Thank you so much, my friend. Oh, man, I got 50 calls here. I'm not going to get to all these. Who's up next here? Ace in Texas. Got to talk to Ace. Ace disagrees. He'll be our last caller out of the other 20 or so. I'm sorry to them, but Ace goes to the front of the line. Hello, Ace. We got about 30 seconds.
Oh, wow, 30 seconds. Real quick, Alan, this is a soft disagreement. I'm a long-time listener, 3 years, and you've been making a thematic statement about America's gone or dead because America is an idea, and I totally disagree with you. I mean, totally agree with you. The point I'd like to take issue with is that you're basically a 2012 skeptic, and basically I just want to point out one thing, and my name actually is Ace Onslaught. That's my username. Now, real quick, 2 points.
What I'm saying is America, as we know it, is dead. We can revive it, but it's dead. So admit it's dead so we can get it back. I'm out of time. But I'm saying admit we've been conquered by the globalists through fraud and ignorance. Time to wake up, kick the banksters out.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.